Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us for the next hour talking all things Tennessee Titans. We got the final spot in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League to give away later this hour as well. We will do that. Quick shout out to Dennis on the text line who just said, just woke up from a colonoscopy in time to hear PK arguing with Joe. Life is good.
Damn. That is a nice early colonoscopy.
I hope your butt feels better.
I just scheduled one for 1 o'clock in the afternoon in November. So I had one scheduled.
There was a long pause.
End of story. Thank you.
I had one scheduled, right? So I had one 5 years ago, and, you know, they found a little bit. So they said, well, when you have a little bit, you come back in 5 years. So then I went for my pre-appointment with the guy, and he said, nowadays we say you don't have to come back in 5 years. You have to come back in 7 years. But I had the appointment with the guy. And then they called, and they canceled, like, for his schedule or whatever. And they said, call back and schedule. And I put it off and put it off. But then I called, and I said, well, the guy said somebody in my circumstance used to be 5 years, but now it's supposed to be 7 years. Should I do it now, or should I wait 2 more years? Expecting that they'd say, wait 2 more years. And they said, no, do it now. So I'm very
That's confused. A mixed messaging going on.
Yeah, very mixed messaging. So I look forward to you guys visiting me in the hospital and sometime in November.
We'll do the show.
The bye week.
Live from the room.
The bye week colonoscopy. I actually did record myself coming out of my anesthesia for my old show.
No, I remember that. I heard that. Was that a colonoscopy?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Wasn't Teresa, didn't she get on the air a little bit?
Maybe.
A little bit, maybe?
Always unwillingly.
Anyway, Dennis, I hope your colonoscopy went well, and hopefully we can talk more about colonoscopies in the future.
No polyps. Listen, we're a pro colonoscopy show. We're not shy about this.
No. Get your colonoscopy.
And maybe get a gout check while you're in.
Well, get a gout check. By the way, shout out to Ben McKee covering the Vols.
Yes.
He's got a fight, and he's going to come on here. He's going to beat cancer. He's going to beat testicular cancer. He's going to come on here and talk with us in a couple weeks, too, since we're getting into all the medical issues.
So you're permitting that to be a bad thing, where you shoved aside brain cancer for gout?
What's that?
I just remember you shoved aside brain cancer for gout when we had that conversation. Yeah. I had to issue a station apology.
Well, you no. It's just the point is that you just make fun of people's medical ailments, you know, whatever they may be.
Yeah, all medical ailments. I
each
make
one
a lot
of them.
Yes. Each and every one.
Whatever your medical ailment is, I make fun of it. Yeah, so we won't have Ben on while you're in studio because you may make fun of it.
I wish Ben the absolute best, and I think what he has is far more serious than gout. Yeah. Let's be clear.
Yes, I would agree.
You brought it up.
Onward.
Didn't you have a rant? You got something that's made you mad?
Would you like to hear my rant?
Yes, I would.
All right, Bill Simmons, who I really don't prefer. This is from Awful Announcing, and it's a bad job by them. So I have a rant about Bill Simmons and then about Awful Announcing. Awful Announcing reports that Bill Simmons says that that the league has conspired to give Buffalo a good schedule. He says, it's too hard for me to get out of this seat and put on the Bill conspiracy Bill outfit, but it feels like the league stacked 2025 for Buffalo a little bit. Home games, Baltimore, KC, Philly, Cincy, and Tampa, all of them home. Road games, they're playing five bad 2024 teams plus Atlanta. They're at Houston, and they're at Pittsburgh. They may not play an above 500 team on the road.
Is he this dumb?
Does he not know how the NFL schedule works?
He's been talking about sports for like 20
formula?
Years.
Does he think that the league sits and picks who's at home and whatnot? But then, Awful Announcing.
Is he trolling, or is he actually serious with this?
It sounds
like
serious.
The formula is well known for anybody to
long
see.
Time. Years in advance. But then Brendan Kleen, the traditional spelling, K-L-E-E-N, Brendan Kleen. He goes on to say it was just a couple of weeks ago that Simmons controversially named Allen. I'm in the wrong place. The NFL doesn't need a Buffalo Super Bowl to pay the bills by any means. Several contending teams are probably bigger national draws. But when we see someone like Joe Burrow campaigning publicly for a more balanced Bengals schedule, Simmons can't be the only one wondering whether the Bills lobbied behind the scenes and were dealt a better hand in 2025. He's endorsing this idea rather than setting him straight and saying the schedule's pre-prescribed. Joe Burrow's complaint is about Thursday night games on the road.
In Baltimore. Right. And he wants one at home and in Cincinnati. Yeah.
This is awful on both fronts. Two media people who should know how the NFL schedule works completely flubbing it.
This is like writer for awful announcing.
Yeah,
writing this. Yeah, that's bad. Boy, that's really bad.
And Bill Simmons. I mean, it's just a testament, and I completely believe this.
Stupidity.
And I don't listen to Bill Simmons podcasting because I don't want to hear a whiny Bostonian. But he was good when he wrote. He decided not to write. Why did he decide not to write? Because it's really easy to sit in front of a microphone and talk. We know what we're doing.
Not for you,
it.
But yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's just lazy. That's just a lazy, well, lazy take.
I just don't understand how you don't know that. Like, this, you're a football fan, I would assume.
Like, you don't even have to be like that hardcore of a fan to like happen upon someone talking about, and so here's who their opponents are going to be because you play this division, and you finish first.
And by the way, the thing
home
that Joe,
and away rotates.
And Joe Burrow was complaining about, you know, going on the road to Baltimore
again
on Thursday night. Which they play two times a year, one at home and one on the road. He's saying, hey, can we get the home game at some point to be on Thursday night football?
Right.
And that's completely different math.
And that is one of those where it's like separate from the formula. So
correct.
It's like, yeah, you know, TV.
It's a permutation of the formula. It's not the formula itself.
Exactly.
Just ridiculous.
Boy. Very
thank you for allowing me.
Well,
to
shout out to the Bills for getting behind the scenes and making sure that Tampa Bay and Kansas City, all those were home this year.
Good. I mean,
if you can do it, if you can pull that off,
and
way to go.
Sucky teams on the road. It's really good. They did it like colleges do.
It's good
stuff. Really,
they're the Matt Rule of professional football.
Like, that's right in line with the texter yesterday who was like, yeah, this Kelsey, Travis, or Taylor Swift Kelsey, just to get females to watch football.
Yeah,
it's like their entire life is a conspiracy.
Yeah. NFL having real trouble drawing fans.
Yeah, they're really struggling. By the way, shout out to Taylor Swift, because she had to sit through a Cincinnati Bearcats football game last night. I got to tip the cap, okay? I mean, she's like that's a football fan.
Did they show a lot?
Oh, they were! Oh, they showed them constantly.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, they showed them constantly.
I did not sit through a Cincinnati Bearcats game.
Yeah, Travis like, yeah! When his Bearcats got to stop him, like, dude, you're actually going to lose to Nebraska. No, they did. They probably should have won, though, by the way. Real quick text here. Megan says, as someone who doesn't know a lot about colonoscopies, the words, quote, I had one 5 years ago and they found a little bit, end quote, is just vague enough to be mildly horrifying.
Polyps. A polyp or two. You're cleaned out. What was her name?
Megan,
let me tell you, you're
yeah,
so
let's
cleaned
talk more
out.
About colonoscopies. Hold
you're
on.
So cleaned out before this. The thing you're thinking they found, there's no remnants of that. None.
You guys seen the new jerseys that I guess the NFL has come out with through Nike with some of these? There's a Bills one that's come out.
The Bills one has no hint of Bills coverage.
There's
none. Slight navy blue.
They look like
otherwise,
the Lions.
It looks like the Lions or the Raiders.
It looked like the Lions.
I mean, it's a sharp jersey, but what team is it?
It's awful.
I mean, I don't even understand the logo on the helmet.
It's an awesome Arena League uniform.
It's like, hey, let's put everybody in a uniform. We have to guess who's playing.
Well, it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Well, the throwbacks are crazy. Like, oh, Pittsburgh wore these prisoner uniforms in the 30s? That's interesting, but at least there's some connection. But these are like, hey, let's put these guys in disguise.
It's the rivalry uniforms.
Boy, this will confuse the bettors.
I mean, look, this one that, you know, ESPN's put up a graphic. It's got the Arizona one. You can't even really tell it's a jersey.
It's like Miami, Florida.
It's just awful. Just absolutely
can't
terrible.
Even tell it's a jersey. It looks maybe like a chamois. That you would use to, like, dry off your car.
I promise we'll get in some tights coming up next.
Really bad.
A post-colonoscopy wipe.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We do have actual football to discuss. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game. Tune in to ESPN 94.9 The Fan this Sunday at 2 o'clock for our college football game of the week. Virginia Tech taking on South Carolina. Presented by Twin Peaks Restaurants, Circa Sportsbook, Kentucky, and Macero in 12 South. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. PK looking forward to the South Carolina game this week. I'm sure he hasn't watched one since old Steve Spurrier was walking around in there.
Pitch and catch. You guys practice. I'm going to go fish. Golf, fish, pitch and catch.
Pitch and catch. That's a great.
It's maybe my all-time favorite thing PK does.
I haven't done it.
I was just trying to tee him up there. I
approached him one time, I think, at a Jaguars training camp to try to get him to do a promo for the radio station. He's like, conflict with my station, South Carolina. I can't do it. Like to help you, but just can't.
Well, we're in Tennessee, yeah. Steve.
I don't really see the conflict, Coach.
But, friend of the show. Steve Spurrier, friend
he
of the
is
show.
Friend of the show. I remember that one time he called into our show and was like, hey, how much time we got before we come on? A couple minutes. I'm going to finish my cereal here real quick. All right.
My Wheaties.
Thank you. God, appreciate it.
Love that guy.
One texter says, since we're covering all medical issues and different body parts, can we talk about how the Titans are straight-up booty cheeks? This from an unnamed texter.
I will say, like, if we're talking health, Titans are healthy.
They are.
And you guys were talking about Cushenberry. I will say this. They're going to play the practice squad game with Corey Levin. So he will be active on the roster on opening day. I do think Cushenberry is going to play. And I do think he probably plays the whole game. But the backup center is still Corey Levin.
Still Corey Levin.
Slater will get some work at center, which he hasn't had, as you know, double insurance. But Corey Levin is in a unique spot where he's a vested veteran, so manipulating him off of the practice squad works in their favor. And then after he uses up his five games or whatever it is, they'll sign him to the roster and they'll find another way to manipulate. He knows the game. I'm sure they called him into the office and started telling him, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this again. I understand.
Oh, I know it. I know it well.
I know it well.
I mean, I would love to
team
be.
Team player.
I would love to be on a fly on the wall for the conversation of what, like, the Mason Kinsey cut looks like. Just like, oh, so we're doing this again, huh? Cool.
Do they even talk to him anymore?
Yeah, it's like, Mason, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know the deal.
Yeah.
You know the deal, Mason.
I will say this. I haven't heard much from the Xavier Restrepo people who told me he would be claimed in a second. Xavier Restrepo will be claimed. If they cut him, teams all over the league are going to pounce on this guy. He's going to go somewhere else. He's going to make them regret it. He's going to be LeGarrette Blount.
I'm so fascinated by just the amount of time we've spent and Titans fans in general have spent talking about this guy who was an undrafted free agent who the NFL told you isn't good enough to play in the league. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. I'm not totally discarding the opportunity that maybe one day he steps up and is a part of the Titans roster. But there's been so much talk about a guy that has always had the odds stacked against him of making the roster.
Yeah, 75% of that is because he caught passes from Cam Ward.
Yeah, he's receiver 9. He's the third best practice squad receiver.
Yeah.
Kinsey, Proche.
And him. Yeah.
Who's better, Kinsey or Proche? Who's won?
I think Proche is better, but I think that's a even fight. Ooh. I have to say, I have less problem with Mason Kinsey on the practice squad now than I've had in some prior years. Because my thing is, you have to get better at that spot and have somebody with a higher ceiling. Well, they didn't do that necessarily there, but at least in front of him, they did a bunch of work.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, sure. I mean, hey, he's a practice squad Hall of Famer. Like, you know, and the guy, when he's had opportunities,
he's been fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been fine. What about, we talked a lot about the starting offensive line. How are you feeling about the depth when and if injuries take place this year on the offensive line?
Well, look, Odu beat out Ajukwu in a head-to-head competition. I talked to him on cut down day Tuesday, reached him. I don't think I've spoken to him, so I introduced myself and I said, you know, making the rounds, doing my job, wondering if you've heard anything. And he said, I have not. And I said, would you mind if I checked back later? And he said, I'd prefer you didn't. And I said, I can respect that. I won't. So
I would prefer you don't speak to me.
Never speak to me again, please.
I would prefer we have no relationship. I've heard about you from Simmons.
I don't mess with Paul Kaharsk.
I thought that was fun.
Should have asked Arden Key. That's great.
Hey,
Paul
Kaharsk
is my favorite website on the internet. Thank you.
He's the best reporter in the game.
So he made it. I would think he certainly on the left side is the next guy. Brandon Crenshaw Dixon making it is a shocker. Blake Bedingfield, who's got far better eyes for this than I, said he showed absolutely nothing in the preseason that would suggest anyone would claim him. But the Titans clearly are at a stage where they are paranoid and worried about losing anybody they like, even as a long-term project. And so they gave him the spot, and they got Njoku on the practice squad. So it turns out the same, right? Disappointing, undrafted rookie class. Borgonzi really did a dance around that. Some of these guys may resurface later, but that doesn't do anything. You didn't do anything to help your depth with undrafteds in a year where you really needed to hit some undrafteds. So that's disappointing on the scouting chart.
Should have looked somewhere else when you took Brennan Restrepo, I guess. Oh, yeah. The guy that I picked to make the active roster.
Who?
Restrepo.
Restrepo. Well, I'm talking about a lot of other positions.
Yes,
you needed to find an outside linebacker who could help
I'm
you.
I'm just saying they used a spot on him. You know.
The four corners that they brought in, they spent big money on two of them, and they went and claimed two guys on waivers. Doesn't matter if those two guys on waivers or whatever, but they didn't help themselves at outside linebacker. This inside linebacker that they brought in has no significant resume from the Vikings. I think, you know, he's a practice squatter, but he's not anybody that's going to push Gray or Williams or anything like that. So where did we start that, Robbie? Take me back.
Oh, just on the offensive line depth.
Offensive line depth. So I think interior, you've got to like him. I mean, Slater's a year away, but I think if you had to drop Slater in, he would probably find a way to do some things.
He looks pretty good.
Levin, I think you're comfortable with. And Hance. You haven't heard bad things about Hance. I hope that Hance could flip outside if you need him and play tackle. That's what I envisioned him when he arrived. That's kind of what you heard. He's played games at tackle, so I think he helps you on the outside, and so I think it's really he's a swing. So I think it's good. It's been emphasized, you know, by the Titans and by a lot of people. Offensive line depth around the league sucks.
Yeah.
If you get to your third tackle and you survive, God bless.
Yeah. So if one of those guys gets hurt at Denver on the outside.
Who's next?
Yeah, who's in?
I would think Udo probably on the left, maybe Hance. I don't think it's incredibly clear who the third tackle is right now.
That's a little bit
to us. Clear to us.
Yeah.
It may be clear
in house. But you would – if it was a good answer, it'd probably be a little more clear to the outside
you would
world,
think.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I think they feel better than they did last year. Jalen Duncan was next in a line. If you go back to Dennis Daly and you go to Andre Dillard, Jalen Duncan was next in a line, a guy that just didn't seem to really care as much as you need to care to play that position. You can't go out there and fend off guys who want to kill you and kill the guy you're protecting if your heart's not all the way in it. And he's another guy who seemed like just one there. And I think that's evidenced by the fact that he hasn't been picked up. So the league's desperate for tackle depth, and he hits the waiver wire, and nobody doesn't.
Yeah.
How does
the film's not good.
How does the Spears news affect how you think they're going to deploy touches at running back?
I think it's more Pollard straight up.
I agree. You know, I've never bought the 50-50 split or anything like that in the first place with Spears, but I think you're going to see a lot of Pollard the first 4 weeks.
And I think they'd really like that not to be the case. I think if they were healthy at running back, that they would have shopped for a running back and really looked to upgrade Chestnut into a guy that is a three-down back who you had at least, but maybe took away from both of those guys, from Pollard and from Spears. Just didn't materialize. I think they're still looking for that and would like to have that. They praise Chestnut, but we all know what Chestnut is. We've seen Chestnut's ceiling. It's not great. And Mullings, I think, you know.
He's the Mason Kinsey of the running back room.
Goal line-ish, short yardage for Mullings, but I don't think you can put him on the field on anything where there's a question that it's not a running play. So if he comes on the field, you know it's a running play because they're not going to put him in a pass protection situation.
Quick answer to this before we go to break from Joy from Bellevue. Your Chelsea's Champions League draw take.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I'll go look at it, and I'll give it to you.
Thanks, Joey. Sorry, PK is uninformed on something else.
Very disappointing. 737-1025, our phone number. More coming up next with PK, plus our final spot to give away in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League. We will do that next. 102.5 The Game. Tune in for the Bruschetta Berman Music City Grand Prix race on 102.5 The Game this Sunday. Coverage beginning at 1 o'clock. Brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com. is with us on the program.
Chelsea got a tough draw. Barcelona, Bayern, tough. I'm not sure how many teams get out of their pool. So that would answer questions for me, and I should know that, but I don't.
You do now.
Thanks for weighing in.
Thank you. It is time to give away our final spot of the week in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League, the final spot for 2025. Paul Kuharski is in the league. Joe Rex Road in the league. And it's your opportunity to take those two down. You're not going to take
and
me
you.
Down. You're not going to take me down. But and it is your opportunity.
You'll have no problem with Brennan Rex Road.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. PK.
I mean, he's the real draw. People want to play with him.
That's true. If you will do the honors, PK, and give me a caller number.
Now, wait. Before you give that number, I think it should be the exact number of polyps they found in your last colonoscopy. Just throwing it out there.
That was one or two, but we're going to go with caller number six.
Okay.
Why?
It's my second favorite number, and nine seems a little hard for Ian, who I'm cutting a break.
There we go.
Nine.
Your favorite number?
Child's
six,
play.
Six and nine?
Yeah, not for that. I wore nine. I wore nine as a soccer player. Jeez. I wore six as a soccer player. I wore nine as a baseball player. Nine is Greg Nettles, my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
So we're going caller six.
Who I'm meeting on September 27th. He's doing a card show at the Ag Expo in Franklin.
There we go.
Wow.
Not far from my
house.
That's
exciting.
Caller six will win the final spot in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Our fantasy draft will be on Wednesday night. Highly encouraged to be there in person for said fantasy draft.
Come on out.
Come on
out. We'll have a good old time.
We will have a nice time out there.
You can give Kuharski a free noogie if you show up.
Thank you.
Maybe a wet willy.
Thinking about dropping out.
Somebody took issue earlier with what you had to say, PK, and I need to go back and find the text and remember exactly who it was, but saying PK is already saying Femi Oladejo can't play? What's with that? I mean, you are a little down on Femi.
I exaggerate. I think everybody should be down on Femi. He hadn't really shown much yet. I was just using it as example of a second. You know, Joe said, go ahead, trade away the first to get seconds. Now, maybe Femi turns into something great.
Yeah, you can go around the league and find some second-round picks that are decent.
It's going to be a long wait. Yeah, well, Titans find a second-round pick like A.J. Brown, and they go ahead and trade him for a first-round pick. Yeah.
So, again, if the answer is always, well, our team stinks at doing this, then fire everyone. Until somebody can do it.
They've done that.
Repeatedly. So they're doing well, actually.
It has happened. I don't know if you know this,
Joe. They're doing exactly what you're about.
They are. An unbelievable amount of times over the last few years. Could happen again this year.
Sure.
Who knows?
Maybe that's the answer.
Could be.
Bye.
Joe, do you have any questions for PK on the Titans front?
Joe is calling for the firing of, before game one, calling for the firing of Brinker, Borgonzi, and Callahan. That's interesting.
Otherwise known as Berserker.
Headline.
You know, I will say, PK, we did have a conversation this week, and I think you may have asked, or someone, maybe it was McCormick actually asked about that draft class, the 2023 draft class, which of course at this point now can probably sit next to the 2021 and 22 draft classes as a pretty freaking bad one. But I will say, PK, now it's early, and so there's a lot of things that we don't know yet. We have to let things unfold. I think 24 is looking okay. I mean, Cedric Gray has
coming up
right in that. So a couple of things. One, what about that? Does that mean that Rand did some cooking? And also, how good is Cedric Gray? Like is this like he's just the best option and he's running around making some plays in preseason games and so we're overrating him? Or do you think this is a guy who's going to be an actual positive contribution starting NFL football player?
Yeah, I don't think he's that good. I mean, I think he's...
I guess I could have predicted this answer.
I think he's good at what he's good at, you know, coming forward to make a big hit in the run game or to blitz up the middle. But if he winds up...
He looks good as a blitzer.
Yeah. If he winds up in coverage, I think, you know, you have more questions. James Williams, kind of the opposite guy. You like him in space. He's a former safety, but he's not as good as getting off blocks and getting to the ball carrier or getting. Haven't seen him with many chances to get to the quarterback. If you could combine the two, you'd have a player. But you're going to say that often when you're looking at a fourth rounder and a seventh rounder in their second year, right? So I think that Sweat, you know, I'm not going to be surprised. Playing at altitude after the time off that he's had, I wouldn't be surprised if Sweat plays fewer snaps than most people are expecting. I think Sweat, and we were talking about this last week, he's kind of gone untalked about while he's not. Guys who don't participate in camp a lot of times get off to slow starts, have bad seasons. He missed virtually all of camp.
Particularly young guys.
Between the ab and then the tonsillectomy. So I have concerns there.
It's not great. That's not the guy you want to have missed all the conditioning. No.
So, I mean, I think Latham is definitely trending very well. We know that Brownlee is a good player. But I think it's a little early to say that that's a great draft class, and it's certainly not going to be 19, which is the draft standard for the modern era with Simmons, Brown, Nate Davis, Amani Hooker, David Long. It's going to be hard to match. I think it's unreasonable to expect a draft class to match that. It's not going to match that.
Oh, no. I mean, that one is going to – I mean, that's an all-timer. But, like, it looks like it has a chance to be – I mean, look, it's been a long time since we've said
– Yeah, you got some foundational
pieces. Not a bad draft class. Like, it's been, like, four straight years of very bad draft class.
Well, you would hope –
That's how they are where they are.
You would hope Latham, Sweat, Brownlee are – I mean, Latham and Brownlee already, are permanent fixtures, right? You hope Sweat gets there. And then if Gray/Williams are a starter and a contributor, yeah, that's a good draft class.
I got a text I got to read.
You going to read this?
Yeah.
This is not serious. This is a troll.
Says Robbie and Rex Road.
Oh, this is a troll.
You are both the most hypocritical people I've ever known. You pretend to enjoy having PK on the air.
No, we don't.
And then once he leaves, you make fun of him.
We make fun
of him. Pretend to talk
in
his voice.
We do that.
And call PK every name in the book live on air to the point it could be considered bullying.
Oh,
he says,
this is not.
Says, go back to the tapes. Listen to yourself. It's so bad that your time slot should be moved from midnight to 3 a.m.
That may be true.
I'm not a PK fanboy, but your on-air treatment of people is just wrong.
That is ridiculous.
Hold on, finish it. And then it finishes, if you were in a real business, you'd be in HR every day. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
That person's not serious.
Also,
is that Big Joe? Is that Big Joe's second cell phone number?
I don't think so.
He just added a cell number, didn't he? Although that's a long message for Big Joe.
If you're serious.
He's able to troll me in a sentence usually.
If you're serious, I don't need you to defend me at all. We're friends. We make fun of each other. We have a good time. This is like how guys who hang out act. Like, have you never
Breaking news. Yeah.
Have you never been with guys hanging out?
It's not our fault that PK, makes fun of people with medical ailments.
This is my payback for the goutish.
Congenital heart disease, more like congenital heart disease.
Thank you.
This is funny, but you're really flipping it because you're the guy that downplayed brain cancer.
I downplayed nothing.
You downplayed brain cancer.
We should probably go to HR a little bit, though, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that brain cancer.
Is there HR?
It's difficult, but this gout, let me tell you.
I mean, brain cancer tends to be gradual. This gout is just killing me right now.
I just want to say,
killing me.
Thank God I got that shot in my rear last week.
Hey, for my fellow gout sufferers, they laugh at us. But I know. It's
How's
not
the Gout
easy.
Club? When is the meeting?
It's a funny disease.
Thursday. It is.
It's just
play
the word.
That again. I mean it, it. I mean it's a funny disease.
It is a funny disease.
I challenge people to text us funnier diseases.
Scurvy.
I mean, there's some.
What's
funny
funnier,
names.
Scurvy or gout?
Gout. Gout. I mean, scurvy. It's so
rickets?
Sad.
Rickets or gout?
Rickets is pretty funny. It's so funny that scurvy is a thing, and you just think if they just had a teaspoon of lemon juice, they would have been fine on those boats if they just knew.
Loving the time of scurvy.
They just knew.
Scurvy.
The Ricketts, I mean, that's a funny name.
We'll try to get this back on the rails.
Let us know your favorite funny diseases, folks. On the text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com.
Great radio.
I mean, the congenital heart failure was good stuff by you.
Thank
you.
Clinton Dix.
Hey, there we go.
Robbie Rex Road, football.
102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, apparently on diseases that you find funny. We're covering all bases here on Robbie and Rex Road.
I got to give a shout out to Cal Tucker, who loved the last segment. But
he's so devout.
He's throwing out scabies, throwing out syphilis. And also, now I thought the word was superfluous, but he's calling it a supernumerary nipple. Which is an extra nipple.
Is that a disease? It's just like a flaw.
Or maybe it's a I mean, superpower.
I don't think they're
if you have a third nipple.
Right. I don't
maybe
think
that's a good thing.
I don't think they're if you have well, trip, if
Ian,
you have
if add you have, it to the file.
If you have if you have triplets, it's a really good thing.
That's a very good point. Well, you know, I don't know that I have especially pointy nipples.
I don't know. We're gonna have a job that, coming back on Tuesday.
Up? Where did that come?
Look at Jake and Connor, and they're like, "Good God, we."
They're just like
we want. We'd like to come here and talk sports.
They're staring at the clock.
These old idiots are in there talking about their various ailments.
Learn, boys. The ratings, ratings magic.
Yeah, this is gonna be an explosion of ratings.
Ratings magic.
Oh man! So is Brandon Allen the backup quarterback? Or is Trevor Siemian going to be backup quarterback?
Well, I mean,
yeah, you as said long Siemian as, might get the job. Huh?
As long as Allen's on the roster, he's a backup quarterback. I think it's a Callahan affection thing. But, I mean, when he's on the right hash and he needs to throw to the left sideline, just get out your sundial.
That's pretty good. So do you – because I just remember, you know, when Siemian came in, what 4 years ago, right? Yeah. And it was like, oh, God, this guy. I thought that was a good ad when they did it. And I was like, this guy can't play at all.
And then
throw.
He went to New Orleans the next year and was pretty
he
good.
Looks like he's a better player now. Yeah. Like, what was going
on? And by the way, he
there?
Dropped in. Where was it? I mean, he dropped into Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was good.
He looked pretty good in the two practice days in Atlanta just dropping in. So, I mean, he's good at dropping in. You know, but look, you can find these guys. On the street, the thing is you want them to be more familiar. But I think they should be looser with this second quarterback job. I mean, it's got to be somebody out there that's got more of a ceiling than Brandon Allen.
Yeah, I think
and you're quarterback developers, you're doing it with Cam. Throw somebody else in the mix there and let them absorb all the same stuff and see if you can't turn them into something.
I'm sure the familiarity also and the fact that, like, when they're talking this scheme, right? I mean, that it makes sense. I get him, like, I get Callahan liking him in the room. This guy knows this inside and out. He can talk to you. But for sure, a third QB, to me, it's like someone young with any kind of upside. What have you got over there, Robbie?
No, I'm just pointing out that Tim Boyle still hadn't landed anywhere yet. He's still out there on the streets.
Tim Boyle's going to land a nice high school coaching job.
If he gets a pilot's license.
You know, an assistant.
Edge rusher for the Cowboys?
Assistant college job.
Could it be like
I was told at some point, I was saying, like, why do you even want to associate yourself with that guy? Whether he's your fourth or not, like, your fingerprints are now on him. And didn't that feel dirty? They're like, hey, he's really good in the room. We knew he wasn't going to play. He's like an extra coach in there. It's like, so you don't like Bo Hardigree? I was really giving him the business.
So you don't like your quarterback coach, huh?
They're just wincing at me. Like, he's up. Come on.
You're really rough on Tim Boyle, man.
I told you guys.
He did.
Guys,
look, he deserves this victory lap. Yeah.
From the day he signed, I told you this guy.
There was a point in the offseason where I was like, man, PK is just crushing Tim Boyle. He's really hard on Tim Boyle. And then you watch him in the Tampa Bay and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks. He
was, but that was like as bad as he could be. Like, that was like the floor even for him.
Well, it's possible for the terrible quarterback. It's more possible because he's terrible for him to hit the floor. It's not that surprising.
It's fair.
Thank you.
What do you make of only having three tight ends on the active roster heading into the year?
Hey, give me an option between three and five, and I'll go for three.
I would agree.
I think they're fine there. Josh Wiley also getting zero attention, it appears. I mean, you're really getting a message from the league about the talent. I mean, somebody was excited that Jalen Kimber signed to the Bills practice squad. I think that's the extent of the action on the Titans who've gone.
Is DMR ready to actually, you know, be a guy on Sundays who helps?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't done a lot. He's just he hasn't messed up a lot either. So I think, you know, you'd rather be talking about the tight end. Some positions you say, well, I haven't talked about that guy. That's a good thing. Xavier Woods, somebody was asking me about the other day. We haven't talked much about him. Yep. I think he's been pretty solid. So I think that's a good thing. I would rather be talking a little bit more about DMR. But I think he's got upside. I think they like what's going on there. I like Luke Stocker coaching that position. I think he's very relatable for those guys. But I think DMR, you know, I don't know how many snaps he gets. And I think if they go big, they'll put another offensive lineman on the field probably.
How fired up were you when Joey Sly fired that 163 yards through the uprights the other night?
Oh, but by the way, Adam Vingan points out that Josh Wiley is on the Packers practice squad.
Oh, my God.
You're not paying attention here to your own team.
The Packers.
I don't know if you guys noticed this. There's a little bit of a bigger move that's been made this week by the Packers.
Two big moves. Yeah. Two big Packers moves.
Well, I said yesterday the Parsons move is the biggest
Packers
move.
Packers trade for Parsons. Also add Wiley
practice squad. I mean, I said yesterday the Parsons move, the biggest one that the Packers have made certainly since Malik Willis joined the team last year.
There you go.
And burn down Nashville. Where were we headed?
How about Malik Willis getting a Super Bowl ring?
Could happen.
It's coming.
Could happen, man.
It's coming.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Joey Sly.
You know, the stock,
that could have been good from
stock is up on Joey Sly and on Hecker. They both finished the preseason really big and give you a lot more confidence than you had going into those games. Both his kicks. I mean, the double doink is entertaining. You don't want him to doink it. But good from 53, good from 63, the longest kick in the building's history. But pretty good reason to be excited. Don't go in there and miss an extra point. You know, the excuse for the extra point the game before, it was sudden change.
Yeah
dude. Well, your job is to go in and hit the extra point whenever it happens. Like, if somebody intercepts the ball and goes down there, why is this so shocking? You know, my God, it was a sudden change situation. I wasn't ready.
Like the 80-yard touchdown for the Titans, it's pretty sudden too, right? You got to run out on the field and kick the extra point.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for this. Hold on.
I need a
drive to be happening. I can't get in my rhythm unless there's a drive.
We're the Titans. We don't score that fast.
I need a camera on me on the sideline practicing kicks for a while.
Right. I mean, hey,
go out there.
Underrated part, though, starting the season in altitude. I mean, you may only have to get to your own 30. Just boot that thing 75, 80 yards.
Yeah, maybe a way to take pressure off Cam Ward. Just have to get to the 40 and just, you know, hand off kick.
Do Joey Sly's long field goals offset Tavondre Sweat, hands on knees, huffing and puffing?
I don't know.
That'd be...
Boy, that is a terrible first game for him. First game location for him, right?
They should send him out early for acclimatization.
PK, thank you for being with us. Great show.
Back to Wednesdays next week.
Yes.
Regular, normal, nice schedule. Always enjoy being here. Don't block the box. Be sure to lock your lock.
Paul.
We will be back on Tuesday, off on Monday. See you guys then. Next Man Up with Jake Lyman coming up. This is 102.5 The Game.